You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first show of 2015. I'm your host, James Edwards. You're listening to The Political Cesspool, and as always, we're coming to you from our flagship radio station right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And folks, we promise you some fireworks tonight. I guarantee you that. I want to start the show off by telling you that I have known David Duke for 10 years. He heard about my campaign for state representative in 2002 and contacted me and asked me if I'd be willing to speak at his Euro conference. So I packed up, drove down to New Orleans, met the man, and was highly impressed. The rest is history. Since then, I've spoken to Euro conferences on two additional occasions, and I must say I'm duty and honor bound to tell you the truth about those experiences. The people that I met there, at least the ones that I got to speak with, appeared to be top-shelf, tax-paying, God-fearing conservatives. Now, over the course of the past decade and change, David Duke has become a close personal friend of mine. I'm not ashamed to admit that. In fact, the exact opposite is true. I'm very proud of it. Unlike the hack reporters and journalists in the establishment media, I actually know this man, and I am qualified, based upon my experiences with him, to offer a personal testimony as to his character. I can tell you that I've been with him in times of great stress and duress, such as the time in 2008 when we had a conference that we had planned together. It came under attack. Over 500 people all around the world were flying in to attend this event. The hotel violated this man's civil rights. Other hotels denied him the basic dignity to even rent a room and sleep there as a paying private customer. He was receiving death threats from the practitioners of tolerance and diversity, the very same people who threatened to blow up the hotel and murder the general manager if they didn't break the terms of their contract with David Duke. Now, as a result of this unrest caused by those seeking to deny European Americans the right to free assembly and expression, the government of the county in which this event was to be held declared an official state of emergency. I was by this man's side through all of that. On the other hand, I've also spent a considerable amount of time enjoying fellowship with him in more relaxed settings. And never once have I heard him utter a cuss word. Never once have I heard him speak ill of another person or group of people. Not once. That's a fact. He's been a guest in my home on many occasions and been nothing but a complete and total gentleman to my family. He calls to check on them regularly. Just a few days before Christmas, in fact, my daughter was playing with a kaleidoscope that he had gifted to her a few years ago. And I say all this to prove that there's a huge gap between the way this man is presented in the stories and the articles you've read this week and the man that I know him to be. David Duke finds himself to be the focal point of the biggest political news story in America this week, a story that has caused the Republican establishment in Washington to scurry like cockroaches after the lights have been turned on. Everybody is talking about David Duke, most of them in an utterly dishonest way. The way he's being portrayed is despicable, but relatively few of these outlets are letting him tell you the story in his own words and letting you tell him what he truly believes about human diversity and freedom for all people. Well, we're going to go directly to the source right now, ladies and gentlemen, and let the freedom of speech ring true tonight on this radio program. And with that being said, it's my pleasure to welcome back to my show the former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, Dr. David Duke. Now, David, it's been a busy week, has it not? Why don't you tell us what's been going on?
It's been a crazy week, my friend, and it's so good to hear from you, and you know how much I respect your work over the years, and as you said, your family, and it's really wonderful to see men who can stand up to the forces, to the storm that's unleashed upon European Americans who dare to defend their heritage, their freedom, their children, and someday their children's children, whether they have grandchildren or not, and great-grandchildren, because this fight is really not only about the glories and the greatness of our past, the great achievements of Western civilization, it's also about the future. It must also be said, too, that, and it's so critical, and this is one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time, we have been programmed very mightily by the media, and I'll just come out and call it as it is. Some of you may not be fully acquainted with this problem. Most of you listening to the show certainly are. If you've read my books and website, you're fully acquainted with this fact. The real problem in America is racism. Now, that sounds funny, isn't it, coming from David Duke? The problem is racism. There is a racism that rules America, but it's not white racism. It is what you can just plainly say is Jewish racism, Jewish supremacism. And that's the same title as my book, Jewish Supremacism. You see, in this country, I can prove it, and there's no argument about it once you know the facts. They have literally taken over our Hollywood media, our news media, our entertainment media, our music media. For instance, some of you have heard of Nicki Minaj. Of course, this is a black hip-hop artist, if you can use that word, who is probably the most obscene individual, degraded individual, filthy individual I've ever heard in my life. Of course, I think she's pretty much rivaled, though, by Miley Cyrus, who is unfortunately one of our own. And to tell you the truth, you know, most of the African Americans that are committing crimes, both against themselves and each other and against us, most African Americans who are suffering and who are acting in this vein, they have become that way specifically because of the control of the media, because we've had a change in values in America. And I certainly agree, and I believe that there are differences among races. There's genetic differences, there's historical differences, there's cultural differences, there's a lot of differences. But no one can argue with the fact that when I grew up as a very young man, 6 decades ago almost, it was a different America. And African-American crime rates, for instance, have gone up over 5 times, I mean 500%. When I was a young man, there were very few black men and women who were hooked on drugs. Since that time, there have become millions upon millions upon millions hooked on drugs. The percentage of black criminals was certainly exceeding that of white in terms of criminality, but the number was far, far lower today, and exactly, you know, millions and millions and millions of blacks have gone and really lied in prison because of these situations, and this is many more times than the original. So
we're going to take a break right there.
Okay.
David, I was a little long-winded in my introduction, but you hear the music. We had a commercial. When we come back, we're going to let you continue, and we're going to talk about, of course, what's going on in the news media. And I want to get you in your own words to address that, and that's what we're going to do immediately upon our return. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting started. Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. Conservative news, and I don't see any.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, we're going to get right back into this. And I should have mentioned this. I was a little long-winded in my introduction. But in case you've forgotten, David Duke, who is our featured guest right now, for reasons I'm sure you know, he's part of the biggest political news story in America right now. He was once a member of the Louisiana State House of Representatives. I think I mentioned that. But he very nearly was elected to become a United States Senator in 1990 as the GOP nominee, no less. And certainly would have if he had simply betrayed his convictions and sold out like so many others do. Yet he still managed to win over 600,000 votes. The very next year, the Republican voters of Louisiana nominated him to be their party's gubernatorial nominee. So, you know, this is the background, the true background of the man. And, you know, contrast that to the way you've seen him introduced in many of these articles and television commentaries. But David, before we get back into it, and you were talking about some very important issues, no doubt, in the first segment.
Well,
particularly
I just wanted to make it clear, and this is so important and to our clear understanding. You know, the media tries to characterize people like yourself. And, of course, you've got a great book on it called Racism, Schmacism, I think is the way you say it.
That's right. That's right.
Book, and I recommend that book to your listeners and anybody else dialing into the show because of the fact that we've, you know, certainly promoted this program tonight and promote you a lot. We think that you do really good work. You're a great, young, fantastic voice for our people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do. But it's really important you have to understand that the mass media is in the control of people that hate us, who are the true racists. In fact, they don't just hate us. They hate every people on the planet except for them.
Amen.
They are the true misanthropes, the true misanthropy. They hate mankind, and they view mankind as basically inferior creatures, believe it or not. And that's precisely, in fact, what the Nation of Israel says its leading rabbi, in fact, for years, leading Sephardic rabbi was Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. And he made big speeches where he said, quote, that the only purpose of Gentiles, non-Jews, on earth was to serve Jews. Now, this, you know, that really sounds harsh, and I'm not telling you that all Jews are bad people or anything like that, because all Jews are not bad people. But there's no question that the organized powers of Judaism, the Jews who control Hollywood, the Jews who control our political process with the ill-gotten money of the international banks, the Goldman Sachs of the world, they were the biggest contributor, both Obama and Romney. And they've led us to these Zionist wars in the Middle East that have cost us trillions. They have robbed us unbelievably by the Federal Reserve Bank, which has been a completely Jewish-controlled operation for before that they had men behind the scenes, but by people who were the chairman and vice chairman. Now it's Janet Yellen. Her vice chair is Stanley Fisher, who is head of the Israeli bank.
and all these things, David, listen, they talk about this, their control of the media, whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, people out there, they admit this in their own publications. We're not trending towards conspiracy here.
We have to make sure that black people know and our own people realize that, the African-Americans aren't in charge of the media. They're not the ones who wrecked this country and changed the morals and the values that our children are brought up with, which is sickening.
It was the media. It was the media.
Yeah, they're victims.
Right, it was the people who controlled them.
And our children are victims. And they're not the ones who opened the gates of our borders, to the third world to change the immigration policies. Even the Mexicans haven't done that. I mean, they were seeking a better life. They had at least motives to make a better life. That's a normal thing. It was our responsibility to protect our borders, but we were lied to about the whole process. They're not the ones who led us in these insane wars. They're not the ones who are taking away our constitutional freedoms. And it's really important that we understand where these issues are coming from. And it's not, again, not coming from every Jew, but it's those, it's those organized Jews. And certainly it's this tribalism and racism, which has enabled them to take over the country. And in truth, they brag about it. David Brooks, the most important columnist in the New York Times, said he gave a speech on the Jewish takeover of the elite universities, which is like the elite of America. And he said a Jewish woman came up to him and said, I know that she knew that he was a Jew and he knew she was a Jew. And he said, what you're talking about is the Jewish takeover of America. And he goes on in the column. They can't help boasting about it. He goes into the column and says, yeah, of course. We've become the elite of America. They boast about their control of Hollywood. They boast about their power in media. The AIPAC boasts about the fact they got every congressman under control. And
how does this play?
Over the last few days, we'll talk about that in a minute. That's why in the last few days that you see all these headlines, former Klansmen, white supremacists, which I'm not. I don't believe any race should be supreme over any other race. I don't believe any race should exploit any other race. The truth is they are the supremacists and they are the racists, and that's why they talk about that. And the whole controversy is over a Congressman Scalise, who was in my district. And like you said, in the district that he got elected in a race to be United States Senator, in a race to be Louisiana's governor, I got over 60% of the popular vote in that congressional district. So when they start condemning the people of Louisiana, for him meeting with me or for whatever, for voting for me, they're condemning the people of Louisiana. And I'm sure if I'd have been in Tennessee, the same thing would have happened. I would have got the same support because these issues are national in America.
Let me say this about that. The New York Times. Now, again, folks, you probably picked up on this, and it should go without saying that David Duke is in the focal point of the biggest political news story in America right now, because the House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, who's the third in charge in the Republican Party, supposedly attended a Euro conference, one of David Duke's conferences in 2002. We'll ask David about that in just a moment. But the New York Times ran a huge article in the A section, I think it was a day or two ago, that basically conceded that the ideas that motivated the David Duke campaigns for Senate and governor have basically become adopted as the mainstream conservative position for many conservatives in the state of Louisiana and elsewhere. Even Steve Scalise himself said in 1999 in an interview that he shared your conservative views. And frankly, many of the causes that you champion are basic conservative ideas. Your success in those elections proved this. So, again, just break it down in your own words, because we only have 2 minutes before the next break.
I know we got to always deal with breaks, but, Steve Scalise did say that. He just said that, he agreed with all my ideas, but, my God, you got to be able to get elected. Well, as you can see, if they think anybody out there agrees with my ideas, they will destroy them. It's not going to help you, to run like a rabbit tail with your tail between your legs, And that's, unfortunately, that's what's going on in Congress. I mean, our congressmen and senators, and now he's really going to be careful. He's not going to do anything. But you see, that's the point. We have lost over the last few years. But the truth is there is millions and millions of people who think as I think, who voted for me. I even won the vice presidential nomination in an election in the Democratic Party in the state of New Hampshire. That's not any southern enclave, you know. That's the state of New Hampshire, the same race that Al Gore won later with Clinton. Even Clinton adopted my slogan of workfare instead of welfare, which was I crafted that and pushed that idea. I was the first Republican to really talk about, or any candidate, to really make immigration or illegal immigration and legal immigration, massive immigration to America as a campaign cornerstone. I was the first one to talk about affirmative action ever in a campaign. I was the first one to talk about this. I was the first one to talk, really, but long before Ron Paul and Rand Paul, I talked about the robbery of the Federal Reserve, but I did it very much stronger. I was the first one to talk about the fact, even before Buchanan did it, about the fact we were in these insane wars which weren't serving America but serving foreign interests. So that's why they hate me so much. They don't hate me for any other reason than I stand up. And I just did some programs today yesterday in D.C., and we have a lot to talk about today, but I believe, help paint the way for your listeners. I think I can chart a course for us tonight that will paint the way and show the way to victory for our cause in the future.
Well, listen, folks, if you have you been on another planet the last few days and you don't understand what's going on here and what we're talking about, just do a Google News search for either Steve Scalise or David Duke. You will find that every newspaper, every television show, every radio program in the country is talking about this man tonight. He's with us tonight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you were somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is chomping at the bit to introduce David Dugan. We're going to give him plenty of time to do that. But I want to say a couple of things before we go back to the story. You know, Barack Obama attended a rabidly racist and anti-American church for 20 years. And, of course, there's no doubt of that. And, of course, he's not held to the fire about that. They were preaching violence against races and everything else. You know, if Steve Scalise is pressured to resign, why not Obama? Hillary Clinton can speak to La Raza, which literally means the race, and whose purpose of that group is to reclaim the American Southwest from Mexico. But that's great. Mainstream Democrats can associate with terrorists and black power pastors, while Republicans can't even attend a meeting for normal white people wanting to defend their interests. Now, that's the way of the world. The left determines, the Jewish-controlled media determines the moral values of our society and judges who is beyond the pale and who is acceptable. Thus, Jeremiah Wright is a voice for the downtrodden, but while David Duke is a bigoted monster.
Make something clear. This, one of the things that I try and do, when, and I agree with everything you said, and you're so passionate, so great, you know, and I love it, and it's so true. In fact, I talked about that in the interviews today on national television that aired on CNN. You can get a copy of that, by the way. Go to daviddugan.com. We have links. I was on a program called Michael Smirkonish today, and I discussed that fact, you know. The
right.
whole issue, if you want me to, I'll run down the issue, how it came about, okay? Would you like me to do that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what happened was that in my district, in my area of Metairie, in 2002, a newly elected member of the House of Representatives, right next to my district, in fact, was running and was working on a statewide campaign against taxes. He knew a couple people who also knew me, and he was invited to come speak at a Euro conference. I can't really swear that he even came to the conference. Some people tell me that he did, and some people tell me he didn't. You know, I don't.
So you don't know if Steve Scalise was even there. I know you were in Russia at the time. Some people say he was there. Some people say he wasn't.
Working on my thesis, I was working on my doctorate, and I was in the net, in the archives of Moscow, and I was sometimes even in the Kremlin archives, you know, which they allow, with some other Russian professors, and we were going over the factors of the greatest Holocaust in the history of mankind, which was the Jewish-led communist Holocaust of Bolshevism against tens of millions of white Christians, and later the enslavement of the entire middle and eastern part of Central and, of course, Eastern Europe.
And listen, that's historical fact. It can't be denied. Exactly. But you're telling me from the horse's mouth. I'm sorry,
well,
Dave.
Anyway,
you're telling me from the horse's
mouth. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I know it's radio, and we both got a lot to say. But you're telling me, and what you're saying is exactly right, but you're telling me straight from the horse's mouth, and it's obviously believable because I know you were over there at that time. Scalise may or may not have been there, as far as you know. He said he was there in some of these interviews, according to the press. He claimed to be there. I don't think he would
have been there. He doesn't remember. But, you know, it's like this. That's very possible. 12 years ago, he was campaigning every day in this tax issue. And, you know,
right,
I feel sure he was invited. But he may have come, may not have come. I just don't know. But that's really
What we're talking about. Who cares? I mean, if you can go to a black power anti-American church,
right.
If you can go to La Raza, who cares? If this was not a white supremacist group. This is a group, as I mentioned, tax-paying, God-fearing, conservative.
Sure.
Al Sharpton has his own show on MSNBC. You know, these double standards are infuriating.
Reverend Wright literally said, "God damn America." And this was Obama's close, you know, confidant and everything. I mean, it's crazy. But he's not called on carpet for it. He's not condemned like, oh, you associate with this guy, like you said, for 20 years. And we can go on and on. I mean, the hypocrisy is enormous. Secondly, you've got to realize something. You know, the media always tells us that when you're elected, even if somebody doesn't agree with you and didn't even vote for you, you're still his representative. Yeah, that's exactly how a democratic republic works. That, you know, when you have a person in Congress, you should be able to go to your congressman and express your view. Even if he's pro-abortion, if you're anti-abortion, you should be able to express your view, or vice versa. He should certainly be willing to approach anybody in his district and talk about his programs and policies. To think that he cannot speak before groups, or people, you know, it's just ridiculous, or he shouldn't listen to people of different points of view is totally un-American, and it never existed in this country till about this time. We're seeing it right now. You know, that's what's really going on here. We're losing our American freedoms and our American liberties.
By that standard, yeah. Wolf Blitzer is a white supremacist. I mean, that guy that interviewed you just a few hours ago on CNN is a white supremacist because he was in the same room as you at the same time. I mean, it's ludicrous that you agree with everyone on everything they've ever said and everything they've ever done just because you meet with an organization affiliated with it. It's the absurdity. It's the total height of madness.
That during the next interview. You're talking with me. Are you now a white supremacist? You know, and what is a white supremacist?
Duke.
That's not fair either, though, see, because that's what they do. They throw these labels on you. I don't know anybody. In fact, I haven't hardly known any of my whole life. And if they ever said something like that, I would just say, get away from me, because forget it, who endorsed slavery or oppression of African-American people.
And I know that.
To be exploited or harmed. We're not supremacists. We're not trying to oppress or harm or exploit or hurt or enslave anybody. And we're certainly not haters. We're in this thing because we really love the highest values of our country. Hollywood certainly does. The truth is, it's the media, the organized Jewish-dominated media, New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN, and the rest of them, who are trying to foster hatred against European Americans, even violence. They're the ones inciting the African Americans in this country. The African Americans have no power in media, and they're a victim of this manipulation, like a lot of whites are, too.
Hey, Dr. Duke, this is Eddie the Bombardier Miller here, son. Listen, you know, I'm sick enough of this politician, even though he may be a coward. Maybe he did forget coming to the conference, because after all, you know, Dr. Duke, I can't remember if I was drafted or not. I can't remember the Vietnam War. Somebody said that it actually happened. And like Pappy Bush, you know, Poppy Bush, who the big CIA drug runner, he couldn't remember where he was on the day JFK was assassinated. So, you know, we got to give this guy a little slack. And I'd also like to chime in a little bit. Earlier, Dr. Duke, you were saying, the organizations.
12-year-old incident, and, you know, people can get very confused about those things, frankly.
Well, this happened to me back in 1969, and I remember it vividly. But, you know,
I understand. Yeah. I remember when Kennedy was shot.
That's right.
But you know, Dr. Duke,
you left out one organization that the Jews have not infiltrated, and that's the churches, the mainstream evangelical churches in which me and James Edwards belong to. We're both Southern Baptists. And I can assure you that other than James and I, that you have to worship Judaism almost as much as you do Christ. As a matter of fact, sometimes, not everybody in our church, I think that they actually would, if Christ come back, they would want to crucify him again if he spoke against the Revelation, their own Bible,
well,
the King James Bible.
Well, they just quote New Testament, the things Christ said. They call that anti-Semitic, and Jewish organizations have already said that they've got to de-anti-Semitize the New Testament, you know, because the New Testament says things like the Jews killed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and killed the prophets and despise all men, but God's wrath has come upon them at last. And the New Testament says very clearly that God had a covenant with the so-called Hebrew people. It says in the Old Testament, they led them by the hand out of the land of Egypt. And then it goes on to say, but they continued not in my covenant, saith the Lord. That's in Hebrews. It's so clear, but the preachers tell us this thing that God's got an everlasting covenant with the Jews. Even the Deuteronomy, which they base it on, says that God will keep his covenant with the Jews of the nth generation. But if they violate that covenant by disobeying his laws, disobeying his values, and certainly crucifying his son, they will be, quote, requited from it instantly. But these are just things, you know, and not all, you know, there's a lot of good Christians, frankly, who understand that this is basically just propaganda like everything else what the Jews are saying to us about this. Because, and you're right, they're worshiping Jews more than they are Jesus Christ. And the truth is...
Understood
this. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right, obviously, and we've covered this extensively on the program. I do want to add that Eddie came into work tonight, drove to the studio wearing his David Duke for U.S. Senate shirt. That's got to be at least 20 years old. But
oh, but Dave, I
got
to tell you this.
But we got a caller. We got to take...
Let me say one thing.
All right, quickly,
Dr. Duke,
you can have a busy next hour, but that's all I can do tonight, 2 hours, folks, because I got such a tremendous schedule.
I've been with,
Go ahead.
I've been with Dr. Duke since his college days at LSU. I drove 23 and a half hours nonstop to a conference in West Metairie. I've been knowing Dr. Duke forever, and I can vouch. I'm a veteran of Vietnam War. I'm a registered nurse. I have no felonies on my record. I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm a member of a Baptist church. I'm a member of one of the largest charity organizations in the United States. I've raised countless thousands of dollars. David Duke's one of the finest people I know.
Hey, listen, I agree with that assessment. You don't have to agree with everything he says. I mean, there's not very much that he said over the years that I've known him that I disagree with, but you don't have to agree with everything he said. He is an upstanding man, though. You can disagree with him, and he'd still be a good man. I agree with him, and he's a good man. We're going to take a break, and we'll go to the phones. If you want to have a question for David Duke, call us, 1-866-986-NEWS.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You know, I'm also, I'm almost glad it's worked out this way. My intention was to have David Duke on tonight to talk almost exclusively about the Steve Scalise scandal. But you already know about that. If you've went to any of the other news articles or commentaries or programs about this, you know what's going on. Steve Scalise may or may not have attended. Well, listen, and the fact that you're always introduced, all universally introduced as neo-Nazi David Duke, white supremacist David Duke, they never give you the courtesy, the common courtesy of your proper titles, which would be former elected Representative David Duke or Dr. David Duke, because you did earn your PhD. Yeah, but this is what conservatism...
You know, they could say writer, Dr. David, you know, Dr. David Duke, or whatever they want to say. But
well, or citizen.
There, don't you, James. You just notice the difference, because the truth is, we can just take Robert Byrd, for instance. He was a former Klansman, right? When they were trying to get this guy Scalise, because what the truth is, they're just afraid Scalise is really like me underneath, and he will someday be their enemy, because just about everybody in my district understands the real power behind the throne in this country. They understand the real ethnic racism that runs this nation and that controls our foreign policy. You know, the Israeli lobby is the only lobby that you cannot oppose in the United States of America. You got pro-abortion, anti-abortion, you got pro-gun control, anti-gun control, you got, you know, pro-taxes, you know, anti-taxes, all of it. But you've got 100% Congress. Nobody dares, because they know that's the end of their political career, and they're going to be.
Listen, I know that, and what you stand for is righteous. It's healthy. It's not only accepted but encouraged amongst any other racial ethnic group. But
sure,
here's the thing.
Of course,
listen, the callers are lining up, David. I want to get to a few callers if we can.
I do want to say one thing that I missed the other day, because we got on another subject, and we talk about the left, and I don't mind you talking about that. I condemn the way the left is, because they're controlled by the Zionists. But let's not mistake it. A lot of Republicans are controlled by them, too. And don't forget that the neocons, with Patrick Buchanan opposed, he's been on your show a number of times, too, that I've opposed, you got to realize they're in control of the, quote, Republican Party, the so-called conservative party today. And they put up a token opposition to immigration. They put up a token opposition. They don't even put an opposition up to the Federal Reserve or Goldman Sachs and all these predators.
No. Here's the thing.
They fight these IO wars, but I'm just saying, these guys were all open communists. They were Trotskyites. The guy that founded it was Leo Strauss, you know, Richard Perle, right. Paul Wolfowitz, Protohimps. They were all communists, but they realized communism wouldn't sell, so they became Republicans. We are in a fight for our very life, our very existence of our people, and every freedom we hold dear. And it's important to note, it's not just so-called liberals or leftists. It's also, quote, people who call themselves conservatives and Republicans. Unless we start to defend our people and our heritage, we are going to die as a people. And in fact, we are dying. We're down. We're not out, though. We can have a great chance with a great spirit in our people. But let me tell you, we have got to start, you know, calling a spade, telling the truth, going forward, you know. And if we don't do that, we're not going to live any longer.
Well, and listen, with the declining birth rate, see, that's what makes us white supremacists and neo-Nazis by the modern definition. It's that we're less than 10% of the global population and falling. That we want to even survive means that we are hateful. Well, that's absurd. That's ludicrous. But conservatives, the mainstream conservative position now, sure. You know, they're not standing athwart history yelling stop. They're fleeing history crying wait. You know, they always are in retreat. They will always acquiesce to the demands of the left. And it's accurate to describe conservatism as liberalism 20 years delayed. Now, the phone lines are lighting up. Eddie's passing me a note. We are survivalists, not supremacists. That's a good one, Eddie. Thank you.
I would like to see a
lot of callers here.
Right, you know, because you know how many people on the left are anti-globalists? How many people on the left are opposed to these horrific wars? As well as right-wingers like Patrick McKinney.
Quite a few.
So I think we should start being, in a sense, more inclusive. And I think it's very critical. They try to paint us as hateful people, and that's just not true. In fact, like I said here, we've got to show that we have a concern for anybody who has been living in this country for decades, including African-Americans, European-Americans, anybody like that. At the same time, we've got to point out that every people, including our own, has a right to live. That's not hatred. It's not racism. It's not supremacism. The real racists are the people who are trying to destroy European Americans, because that was their path to power in America, because European Americans built the country and led the country, 91% of the population, and the only way they could take over was to demonize and destroy and belittle and, you know, it displaced us, and that's why we have this immigration. We don't have this immigration because people suddenly decided, oh, diversity is good. It's because the media, controlled by them, did that so that another race, another ethnic group could take over, and that's the God's honest truth.
All right, listen, and thank you for that, and I agree with you 100%. The number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-866-986-NEWS, a very rare chance for you to be on the phone and talk one-on-one with former Representative Dr. David Duke. I'll give him his proper titles, by God. 1-866-986-NEWS. The phone lines are lighting up. They've been lit up. Let's go to Rick first. Rick, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Duke. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
I grew up in Metairie in the 70s, and I followed you during the 70s and 80s. And actually, I went to LSU right after you did in 1975 and 1976. And I didn't get to vote for you in the 1989 for the House of Representatives, because at that time I had moved over to Orleans Parish. But you were big news in the neighborhood. And we're all so proud of all the efforts that you've made. I wanted to ask you, do you ever see a time when we will be able to self-identify as white here in this country? Or do you see us fractionalizing and separating before that that time ever comes?
Well, thank you, Rick.
I really believe, and this, no matter how dark it seems, I really believe that our people are in the early stages of awakening right now, in spite of this incredible control over the mind control that they exert over the media. For instance, labeling a European who's concerned about his heritage and wanting to preserve his heritage in this country as an evil person or a racist or a supremacist, and they're able to get away with this garbage. But at the same time, people are starting to see through that. And I really believe today, by the way, that we have no chance of victory for our heritage and our freedom unless we understand the programming that the Zio Jewish media has instilled upon us.
As soon as somebody tries to identify with their own European heritage, like the group there that we're talking about. Everyone wants to have them lose their job and lose their house, and they're mm-hmm. disparaged and they're belittled. And I think there are lots of people with European heritage that would like to speak out, but their whole lifestyle is on the line.
Well, that's right. I mean, you have to notice what's going on, but there are always ways people can talk. Quietly, they can talk with their friends no matter what their job is or their position. I know so many people in universities, even faculties of universities. I even know people in Hollywood that have contacted me over the years. I know major singers over the year and performers and artists and, bands that have, that support and try to do something. We are growing, but we have to understand we're living under a tyranny. We're an occupied nation today. That is the sad truth. But that doesn't mean that we can't win. In fact, I think it's going to happen. I think it's this close. It's just contagion can come in, and you can just absolutely just everything can flip over in a generation.
That's right.
And I think
let's go to another. I agree with you, and I believe that at least the potential is there. Thank you very much for the call, Rick, in Louisiana. Let's go very quickly before we run out of time this hour, and David Duke will be with us for the second hour as well. Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, you're on the air.
Oh, Dr. Duke, I wanted to get your take on the international community. In the United States, our media is, as you point out, and I think it's obvious to anybody, that the Jews are controlling what we hear and they're putting their own slant on it. But when I see situations like BRIC, the Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa, how they're trying to sort of do an end run on the Jewish-controlled banking system.
Right.
I get the impression that the United States, Great Britain, and Israel are on one side of the line in the UN, and we have the whole world on the other side.
We got a minute left, so let's go back to Representative Duke here.
You're right, but when you talk about the United States and Britain and Israel, and so forth, what you're talking about is simply Jewish control. It's Jewish racism that dominates our country. It's tribalism that controls us. But you see, they're not only hurting us. I mean, they're hurting every European American. They're hurting every African American, every Asian American. They're hurting everybody, and they're keeping us from justice. Even Marcus Garvey, who was a black leader of the 20th century, the most popular of the entire 20th century, brought millions of signatures before Congress. He also was attacked by the Jewish influences in America, railroad it even, because he wanted empowerment of the black community, but he wasn't trying to destroy the white community. They wanted the NAACP. They didn't want black people who had pride in themselves and wanted to preserve their heritage. You see, they wanted African Americans who had a chip on their shoulder against white people and who you know, would act and actually destroy the vibrant white community, the black community. You know, and Memphis had a vibrant black economic community at one time. So did New Orleans. That's all been destroyed. It was destroyed by the quote integrationist movement.
We got to take a break. I hate to do it.
Breaks are. We got a lot to talk about today. We got another hour to go.
Stay tuned, everybody.
News Radio Network.